Today's episode of Who Weekly is brought to you by The CW. Naomi premieres Tuesday, January 11th, or you can stream free next day on The CW app.
You or Jayla? Yeah.
Famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And this is Omarion.
This is Omarion. I am an artist, not a variant. So please be aware, if you just so happen to run into me on the street, you don't have to isolate for 5 days, nor do you have to have a negative test result in order to dance to my music. So while it's important not to touch me and to keep your distance, because you know that's how it's supposed to be, you don't need a negative test to dance to my music, all right? So I want to tell everybody, stay safe, be good to one another, and have a happy new year.
He's handling this well.
He's handling this.
Like, as well as
possible. So nobly.
Like, truly, it's like, really, like, the best you can hope for. It's really just this scenario.
But the thing your name is being confused with is something as terrible as Omicron. He's really right. Taking this in stride.
And not only, it's funny because it's like Omarion even is like, he's mononymous too. So it's not even like what is Omarion's last name? Like, I have no fucking idea. He can't even be like, oh, it's Omarion Smith or whatever.
Cause Grandberry. Like,
it's, okay. Well, like, no one knows that.
It's Grandberry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Grandberry.
Anyway,
that's a good name. That doesn't sound like a variant.
Omarion Grandberry is like a gorgeous name.
Fauci being like, the new variant is Grandberry. Now we're really in trouble. Grandberry. Another piece of breaking news. This is very themmy, but it's because it's about tabloids. It's pretty funny and hooey. Yes, Betty White died. That's very sad. She was 99. But what's hilarious is that she was on the cover of People magazine for making it to 100. Her final joke was dying before the cover was real.
But I do think that she would find it amusing that her, like, Twitter account was like, can't wait to be 100. Thanks, People magazine. And then, like, not quite, you know.
Time now for pop news. Janae's got her pop news hat back on. Yep.
All right, popped it back on. Time for pop news. And we begin this morning with Miss Betty White gearing up for her centennial birthday. In just a few weeks, the Golden Girl will be ringing in the big 100. That's right, 100. And to celebrate early, she's revealing her secrets to longevity. The actress sitting down with People magazine saying that she was born an optimist and that finding the positive is the key to her long life. Notes we can all take on that.
It's the perfect way for someone that funny and that, like, universally liked to go out.
Yeah.
And did you see, I saw this on Just Jared, Betty White's cause of death revealed. And I was like, what could it be? And it was literally just natural causes, died in her sleep.
Years old, 99.
And I was like, wow, everything about her death is so desirable. Who wouldn't want to die of natural causes right before their 100th birthday while on the cover of People magazine?
It's true. And I do think as a culture, we'll remember her as dying at 100 because there's no... It's like a lot of evidence that is to the contrary will, like, disappear, and they'll just be like the People magazine cover, and they'll be like, oh, Betty White turned 100 in 2022, and that was so great, and, like, we celebrated it, and they gave her a TV special, which, by the way, I got a TMZ alert. I turned them back on like an idiot, and the TMZ alert, told me that she had died at brunch, and I yelled it out and told everyone, and it wasn't a great vibe, so I need to learn how to not do that anymore. But number two, our waiter was like, what? I was like, oh, sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
But number two being, I got an alert that was like, Betty White's 100th birthday celebration TV special still happening.
It's still happening, yeah.
Well, it's still, like, actually as a tribute to her life as a now dead person, it's more impactful, no?
I know. Here's a sentence. I hate beginning a sentence with this or just saying the sentence at all.
Sure.
I saw a great tweet from Paula Poundstone and
okay.
And
that's
it was
normal
something
sentence.
Like it was something like, it's great that we told Betty White how much we loved her while she was alive. And I was like, that is true. For the past like 20 years of her life, all people did was say, we love you. We can't believe
yes.
you're still alive.
When was
we
she
can't
on
believe you're still alive and we love you.
When was she on SNL when she was 10 years ago? 10 yeah. So 11 years ago.
Went 12.
12 years ago, just barely, she was on SNL because of a meme campaign. Literally, we used to do that shit. And it actually was like probably the only good meme campaign there ever was. The only one that actually made sense and proved to be adorable. She went on. She did an amazing job. And since then, for the past, you're right, 12 years, it has just been, even though she hasn't done anything, I mean, she's like not, she's old, like she got to just hang out, hopefully. We've celebrated, it's just been nonstop, like, we love Betty White, and also, quote unquote, where is she? You know, because we got so used to her being everywhere for a hot minute.
All of the time.
You know? But it was funny because the other thing that I noticed, which was very, the Who Weekly feed, which we follow a ton of Who's on Instagram, I have never, ever seen as many actors and celebrities who are just random. Like, who's up the wazoo? Everyone had a photo with Betty White. And at first I was like, okay, so we've, you know, she's really made the rounds in terms of like posing in photos with people. No. Every single photo that I saw that was just some random who was like, I'm so happy that I got to work with Betty White. And I was like, how many fucking projects did Betty White do when she became what, like an old lady? Like, she, for years, this woman made the rounds so that she worked with every single rando, because I've never seen this many photos of people with a celebrity who's died. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like five generations of Who's and Them's have worked with Betty White.
Everyone from like Jodie Sweetin to like Golden Barbie had a photo with Betty White somehow. And they're like, I loved working with her. And it's like, not that I'm trying to be like, you know, to test them, but like, when did you work with her? Like on what project? Oh my God, all the housewives had photos with her. I was like, what is this?
She got around. It explains why everyone liked her so
much. She really got around.
She got around. Here's a segue. Here's a great clip. One of my favorite Betty White clips of all time.
Stop wasting the taxpayers' money. Yank out that tree and start pouring cement.
Mrs. Claxton, think about what you're doing. That beautiful old tree is 200 years old. How can you hate a living thing?
I hate you.
That's it. I have had all I'm going to take from you. Now, if you don't have the common decency to treat people like human beings, well, then I'm sure as hell not going to waste my time kissing your fanny. Now, if you don't like it, Mrs. Claxton, you just sit there and shut up while we have our say. And if you don't like it, just drop dead. Go on, Dorothy.
What happened?
You know when you told her to drop dead?
Yes.
I think she did.
So right after Betty White tells mean old lady Claxton to drop dead, she drops dead. She literally falls over dead and has a heart attack in the courtroom.
You've brought this moment up again before.
I brought this moment. I probably brought it up a million times.
Yeah.
I was actually watching Golden Girls while eating my lunch when I got the news of Betty White's death, which
from
was
me,
so poetic.
Unfortunately.
And perfect. Very sad. So when this episode is about Betty White wanting to save a tree that's in her neighborhood that is on the property of mean old lady Claxton. And she gets petitions from all the other neighbors to save this tree. But the tree is on mean old lady Claxton's property. And mean old lady Claxton's like, I don't give a shit about this tree. Chop it down.
I'm reclaiming mean old lady Claxton. Just call her Mrs. Claxton, please.
Mean old lady Claxton. So Mrs. Claxton.
Thank you.
Doesn't want the tree. She tells the city council, go ahead and chop it down. Rose gets upset, tells her to drop dead. She dies. A similar thing is happening to Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
Who is she again?
She is Jason Statham's fiance slash a model. She's a model. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley.
But she's Jason Statham's fiance or wife? I thought they were married.
Fiance? Yeah. No, they've never gotten married.
That's surprising.
They have kids.
Okay.
Yeah, they have kids.
Yeah, that's what I... Okay, so fiance. Fine, sure.
I think it's just they've been together for so long that you would assume, and they've been engaged for so long that you would assume they're married now. So this is happening to Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, only she's mean old lady Claxton. Excuse me, Mrs. Claxton.
She wants mean old lady. No, you can call Rosie Huntington-Whiteley mean old lady Huntington-Whiteley if you want.
Okay.
Just
so
to be clear on who is like what's happening here.
Mean old lady Huntington Whiteley wants to chop down a cherry tree in front of her house and also cut off the crown of the apple tree that's in front of her house. Uh-huh. But all of her neighbors are getting pissed off and they are protesting and they're saying this tree should not be chopped down. Mm. And the neighbors are being interviewed by the Daily Mail. There's a whole to do. It's very unclear what's going to happen. But they want more light in their apartment. Rosie and Jason.
Right, and the tree is like covering the light or whatever. Permission has been granted to prune a southern magnolia tree, a bay laurel, a camellia, and a redbud in their back garden. Okay, so they're just really going all, they're going off.
They're moving, they're fucking with every tree in the vicinity, basically. I love these written testimonials that the Daily Mail got a hold of, I guess, because it's public record. The street is a hodgepodge of greenery. Everyone's doing their own attempt at gardening, but that's the nature of the street. So to come along and just chop down a tree and not put any plan in place is a bit bizarre and not a particularly friendly thing to do. Another neighbor in a written objection said, "It's a pretty, symmetrical, slow-growing tree that provides a pleasing view and assists privacy between neighbors. I see no reason why a perfectly healthy tree should be removed to the detriment of our streetscape." I have a feeling that everyone on the street is probably a big asshole no matter what anyone wants to do, but I do enjoy the petty drama between rich people in London. Basically, this is still being decided by the city council or something, so there's some board that will have the ultimate decision, and they're expected to come to this decision
God,
shortly.
I love this quote. Why buy into a street that you want to change? I'm not a tree hugger. I just object to the process.
This has been going on for months, by the way. This first started happening in, like, October, and we're still trying to figure out what the result is going to be.
It kind of depends on, like, what...
What are you going to say? Are you about to say something controversial? You're like, chop down the tree, Lindsay. Are you mean old lady Lindsay? Mean old lady Weber?
No, I'm thinking, like, if I bought a house on, like, a tree-lined street, part of it would be, like, especially if it was, like, a brownstone, everybody's, like, kind of up on each other's asses, those trees out front would be, like, a big selling point, too. Because it's, like... Well, look how nice this street is. Like, it's so pleasant to walk down. And, like, we have such good oxygen from these trees coming in through the windows, you know? It would be sad if your neighbor was like, bye-bye to the tree, you know?
Also, yeah, when you're butt up against your neighbors, when you're in this sort of thing, it is very, it's more communal.
People who are this rich, who own, like, big, beautiful London brownstones, they have so much time on their hands to fight about trees, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's how they spend their time. How they spend their time. Although I don't necessarily want to be on Jason Statham's bad side. Or do I?
Jason Statham is like gonna cut the tree himself in the middle of the night and they're gonna like be like, well, I'm not taking him on.
Sorry for making you so mad, Jason. What can I do to fix it?
Jason Statham's next movie is like the Lumberjack, like or something.
His last movie was literally called The Wrath of Man.
Well.
Now listen up, boy. I said throw the money in the flatbed. Try to get clever again, and old boy is getting a face full of sh-
Just do what he says. Get in the truck next time, you nut!
Sorry, pal.
Moving on. Denise Richards got in trouble for being on a plane. Okay.
For being on a plane. That's right.
Airplane drama happening all over the world over the past week, right? Because of Omarion. Because of weather. Because of spikes in travel. You know, like, air travel is a disaster top to bottom, front to back.
Yeah, and airplanes don't discriminate. If your plane is canceled, if you're famous, your plane could still be canceled. Like,
yes, exactly.
Even if you're flying, if you're flying first class or business, your flight can still be canceled. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Everybody was stressed on the plane, but Denise Richards took it one step further by just also being a bitch.
Everyone has to wear a mask on the plane unless they are actively eating or drinking.
Bobby's practicing like for his next career as a...
As a flight attendant?
Yeah.
I'd be a good flight attendant.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd be a good... Yes, I would.
Bobby, are you...
I'm serious.
Kidding me?
I would just have a... I would start worrying about soft tissue cancers, though, because flight attendants do have a higher rate of that.
People are famously rude to flight attendants, and every single person who'd be rude to, you would fixate on for hours. Every flight would set you back years, thinking about each interaction you had with somebody who was rude because they were on a plane and miserable. Are you kidding?
I just feel like I could
be like, this one guy.
I do take criticisms more terribly than most
but
people.
Not criticism.
I take criticism very, very
not
badly.
Not criticisms. Just like you would literally wake up somebody from a nap to serve them coffee and they would be like, ugh, and you'd be like, for days.
Okay, would you be a good flight attendant? You'd be good.
Probably.
You'd be like, ma'am, put up your seat. Ma'am.
Probably. No, I don't really like confrontation that much.
No.
You
but
know?
You don't fixate on it like I do. You're right.
No,
you're
I wouldn't
right.
fixate on it.
We both be bad
it.
Flight attendants.
I wouldn't fixate on it, but I don't want to have to talk to any. Like, I wouldn't want to. I don't want to have, like, be the person who's, like, dealing out the rules of the air. The rules mm-hmm. of the air or, like, whatever. I don't want to be some air cop, you know?
So you wouldn't want to go up to Denise Richards and say, ma'am, please put on a mask, and then fight back when she says, I don't need a mask because I'm wearing a giant hoodie and a huge winter coat that's thicker than any mask, which
I'd
is
be
what
like,
Denise Richards said.
Ma'am, your run on Beverly Hills Housewives was despicable. Please put on a mask.
I am f***ing Denise Richards, Kyle. I don't think these bitches know. I've been on like every f***ing magazine cover you can possibly imagine that they would want to be on.
No, but this, it's one stupid thing to like disobey and like not wear a mask. It's another thing to post it. Like, this
there
is
was
like
no reason
deranged
for her to post it.
Behavior. Right.
It's
anyone.
Not like, it's not like you or I were on an airplane that said and said, Denise Richards spotted not wearing a mask and
no
yelling about
her.
How she's wearing a coat instead. No one did that. She
no
did this all herself.
No one spotted her. Not one person spotted her. De moi was nowhere to be seen. Nobody batted an eye to see this woman. She posted, anyone that is upset that I am not wearing a mask, I'm hiding under a hoodie and a huge winter coat, the 50-year-old wrote over in a since-expired selfie, aka she didn't delete it. Please, thicker than my mask. Denise Richards seems to not understand how masks work, you know?
Mm-hmm. Also, the photo that she took, the selfie, she wasn't even under the hoodie, nor did she have a mask on. So it's just very confusing. She seems like a true
wackadoo. Wackadoo. Then people exclusive to Denise Richards realized it wasn't the right thing to share a maskless selfie on a plane, sources. I mean, not to be whatever, but like you cannot wear a mask all over town. But when you're on a plane, like you could get kicked off the plane. Like, remember the woman on our flight,
yes.
who the flight attendant on our flight who was like... She was like,
the Southwest,
I know
the
we don't
moment.
Like this. I know we all hate this. We hate this as much as you do. We all hate this, but you got to wear your mask. I saw a man get a $10,000
fine. I don't
want to
see y'all get fined. I don't want to see y'all get fined. Just right. put on your mask. It's awful. And I was like, lady, what?
She took an alternative route to like
she did.
Telling people to keep their masks on. I do think you were pissed at her, but I do think that she was playing to her crowd because we were
yes.
in the South, you know?
We were in a place... We were in
Nashville?
Front of those people who
Atlanta.
We were in front of those people who that those guys
oh,
who
were
like I think that Biden's coming up with the variants, and we were like, what? What does that even mean, sir? And he was like, oh, I'm glad we're on the same page. I was like, oh, what? What page is this? Get me off this page.
I think part of me thinks that woman was doing like a play. You know,
she was
like,
doing
knew,
a bit.
She knew how to like get to the real heart of the matter here. Denise Richards mm-hmm. needed somebody to be like, honey, we know this is not fun.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She should have been fined $10,000.
I do love the source quotes that the People story got. The anonymous friends of Denise talked to people and they said,
stop.
Denise realized it wasn't the right thing to do to post the picture. In reality, she wore her mask the entire time except when she was taking sips of water. She believes in masks and she really does follow the rules. She is not one of those people who is anti-masks. The way she handled it was strange, posting the photo. She's ready to admit that she was an idiot to post the photo.
That's like a real ass quote right there.
That's good. That's a good quote. It's just a very strange situation because this was defensive for no reason. This is ma'am, this is a Wendy's. That's what this was.
Yeah, it really was, ma'am, this is a Wendy's. Like, nobody asked for this. And you, like, he's just the hugest self-own ever, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very much like, when is Denise getting off the plane? Like, also, how did she post this? Like, she used the free plane Wi-Fi to post this bullshit? Get out of here.
You can't post images on free plane Wi-Fi.
Right,
you
got
to pay
I'm
to post images.
She
and
paid
even then,
GoGo Air, like, $100 so she could post this offensive Instagram story. What a waste.
GoGo.
Sorry, GoGo is a fucking scam.
Imagine Denise Richards trying to sign into her GoGo account. That's comedy.
Imagine me trying to sign into my GoGo account. I can barely do it. You think Denise can do it?
I'm like, do I need to buy a Boingo pass or a GoGo pass? Is there a difference?
Wi-Fi in the sky is like still a very magical thing to me. Like, I don't know how they do it. Like, how do they do it?
I'd have no idea.
It should cost $1 million because it does feel like absolute magic.
I don't know how Wi-Fi works on the ground.
Oh, on the ground. You don't know how it works either.
No.
But it's in the sky.
Mystified by it. Yeah. I don't even know what the internet is. So I'm not going to try to figure out how Wi-Fi works when I'm 30,000 feet above the earth. Things I don't understand. Part two. Plumbing.
Okay. But you do.
Vaguely.
You understand plumbing.
Kind of. I don't necessarily understand how sewers work.
Okay. But
that's besides the point. Rachel Brosnahan found a drowned rat in her toilet, and she posted about it everywhere. Everywhere.
I do feel like we need a trigger alert. If you live in New York City and you don't want to hear about this, you should skip forward because we're going to just talk about it. But it is something that apparently can happen even if you're a who?
Uh-huh.
Or you're a them?
Yeah.
Or you're a
we
no.
We all live in the same dirty city.
You could
city.
Find a drowned rat in your toilet in NYC.
Mm-hmm.
She had to scoop it out with two pieces of wood like chopsticks. I'm sorry. Who added that bullet point? Was that you or was that Timmy?
I think that was Timmy. She had to scoop it out with two pieces of wood like chopsticks. To be fair, the image does look like gigantic chopsticks. She has two gigantic pieces of wood. Remember when my toilet kept like spewing sewage all over my bedroom? Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And it was just like, oh, New York. That's kind of the first thing you think. I'm like, well, everything smells like poop.
I know.
But, oh, New York City, baby.
It's not even having a rat in your toilet that is New York. It's the attitude in response to that happening to you that is New York to me. Like, Rachel Brosnahan posting this and being like, well, yikes. Like, that to me is like the attitude. That's New York.
Also New York.
Versus like, this is humiliating and also disgusting and like I'm going to die and I have to move, you know?
Also New York, going to the coffee shop after there's poop all over my bedroom stuff, looking visibly distraught and having the coffee shop barista, shout out Sean, saying what's wrong, me telling him the story, and then them giving me free coffee. That's New
York. That's New York. That's New York.
This one's on us. This one's on us.
And if you aren't, like, getting your free sympathy coffee from a barista after something awful happens to your New York City apartment, you're not taking advantage. No. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So the thing that's great about this story is that, number one, Rachel Brosnahan, who, definitely a who, marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah,
no one cares
sure.
about this show. Are you even watching this
but
show
But that's
anymore?
The thing. I do. Because, well, every time it comes out, you know, I watch it and then I forget it immediately.
Yeah.
It's like Shawnee does this too. It's like
she's
the show comes out, you binge all the episodes, then you're like, who? You know? Immediately.
But she's definitely a who. That's not even a debate, right? She's a who?
Right. Right.
So Rachel Brosnahan finds a drowned rat in her toilet, has to take it out. And what's funny about this is, I think we mentioned this, but she posted this on every social outlet. She posted this on Instagram, on Twitter, and her TikTok. What's great about it, and what shows a little bit of
too.
How savvy she is, she used a different caption for each one, which I find kind of impressive.
A rat climbed up the pipe into our toilet, but the lid was closed, so R.I.P. Ratatouille.
I can't. Oh my god.
Wrap it up.
I can't.
You have to. You put the gloves on.
Oh my god. I think I became a woman and a New Yorker just now.
So she did it like auto cross promote. She like manually,
yeah, she
posted
manually
it everywhere.
It. She chose, she adjusted the copy based on her audience and her platform, which I thought was a little clever of hers. So Instagram says, New York, I love you. Stay safe out there, folks. And let's please look out for each other as this new wave moves through our ranks. In other NYC news, today I pulled a drowned rat out of our toilet. And then on Twitter, she wrote, just pulled a drowned rat out of our toilet. And I'm pretty sure I can finally call myself a New Yorker. Okay. And then on TikTok, completely different vibe. Thought this was an urban myth. Hashtag NYC, hashtag Ratatouille, hashtag rat, hashtag emoji rat. And she played the Alicia Keys only version of Empire State of Mind. You know? The piano.
Classic.
The piano one.
Yeah.
The piano one.
Wow, she's like doing good work.
Who would have known? You know? I didn't know.
Well, that's so rude.
I didn't know she was
that she was doing good work.
No, I didn't know she was doing good work.
Because you don't watch Miss Maisel. No. You don't know how good she is at
the only
playing a
A comedian.
Vintage comedian. Yeah.
I hate the word comedian, but am I allowed to say that when I'm talking about Mrs. Maisel?
Well, it's confusing because comedian is like outdated, but she plays an outdated comedian. Do you know what I mean?
Her name's Midge, right? That's what
I will say that Midge is better at comedy than Che Diaz. If I have to put anything out there in the world, Midge does a better set than Che.
In terms of fake TV comedians.
Yes.
Midge is
yes.
better than Che Diaz.
Yes.
Hey, it's Che Diaz. Still, you got to play the clip. I mean, that's funny, but what was it? It was Carrie O'Donnell's tweet that said the four scariest words in the English language or something. Hey, it's Che Diaz.
Hello. Hey, it's Che Diaz.
Very funny. But we got to move up to Paulina Gretzky's 33rd birthday party.
Do we have to? Actually, we were so far along. We were doing so well.
I think we do. We had a lot of stuff happening in Miami these days, which I think makes sense because it's getting cold up in the north.
Wonder why.
And all the famous people are partying where it's warm and
maskless. Yeah, well, guess where Denise Richards can like not wear a mask? Miami,
Palm Beach.
Right.
So Paulina Gretzky, who I don't believe we've ever talked about on the show, is the child of Wayne Gretzky, probably the themmiest hockey player of all time. And I'm saying this not because I'm a
the
sports
great one.
Fan, but because I can't name another hockey player.
I can because of the Bruins. Like Cam Newton, I remember, from the Bruins.
But do you think Wayne Gretzky is the themmiest, like, living hockey player?
Yeah, definitely.
That is fair? That's fair to say?
Sure, okay. Sure.
Paulina's father is Wayne Gretzky, okay, as we said. Her mother is sort of a model, an actress, not famous. I never heard the name before, Janet Jones. But if you look her up, Janet Jones, you find out that she was in A League of Their Own, and she played Abel. Boo. Right?
But I don't think anybody remembers a bell. She played the Racine Bell.
When you dress up as an A League of Their Own person, you wear the pink, the light pink outfit. You don't wear the yellow outfit because they're the villains.
I wear the other outfit.
You wear the yellow outfit?
Yeah, I'm like, everyone else is just like, well, I want to play like the villain.
You wear the yellow villain outfit? Ugh.
Hey, where's Daddy?
In there.
Glenn, you want to go to the movies with me?
You want to go with me?
Bitch!
What?
I've been traded to Racine.
You? I told him to trade me.
Oh, yeah, they'd really trade you. Miss Star, Miss Perfect. You know exactly what was going to happen the whole time.
I didn't. This will be better than this.
Rockford Peach's Racine Bells, and she was a pitcher in that movie. And their daughter is Paulina Gretzky, and she just celebrated her 33rd birthday in Miami, and everyone went to this party. Her birthday party, Page Six couldn't stop writing about it. Her birthday party racked up more than $25,000 at the bar. People were drinking, quote, Cristal and Dom Perignon all night.
Well, she has, I will say she's talked about because she has like the perfect confluence of interesting things in terms of being a sports fan, which is she's Wayne Gretzky's daughter, mm-hmm. she's sexy, mm-hmm. and she's engaged to a really famous golf guy if you're into golf because he is like third ranked in the world. Again, don't know whether he's actually famous, but I assume if you're third ranked in the world of golf, you are, his name is Dustin Johnson, I assume that people care about
him. And he won the Masters last year.
So, like, clearly he's a golf star. Never heard of him, mm-hmm. but he's a golf star. He's American. They definitely hang out with Donald Trump. It's definitely, like, a gross vibe. Mm-hmm. But she is basically a sexy golfer's wife and an heir to the Gretzky throne. AKA, nothing. That means nothing, you know?
She's also been labeled something that I've never seen before in my life. A cleat chaser, which I
so
guess
funny.
Is someone who primarily dates golfers, famous golfers, specifically for clout.
Clout chaser.
Yeah, clout chaser.
Right? That's a pretty popular phrase. So she's being called a cleat chaser, a.k.a. you date athletes.
Mm-hmm. It's the dress that's creating a firestorm on the internet.
Dustin Johnson will win the U.S. Open.
Dustin Johnson may have won the biggest tournament of his life, but it was his fiancée, Paulina Gretzky, who stole the show in her tight white mini dress at the U.S. Open.
I vaguely remember this controversy that she was in, though, even though I don't know about sports and don't care. I do remember, if you click that link, she was on the cover of Golf Digest.
Hey guys, I'm Paulina Gretzky, and I am so excited to be a part of Golf Digest's May fitness issue.
And people were like, why? You know what I mean? Because she's not a golfer. And women golfers were like, why is this, like, girlfriend of... Why is Wayne Gretzky's daughter on the cover of Golf Digest, you know?
Okay.
Like, we have women who play golf that should be, like, featured, you know?
Right.
So people were just, like, really pissed. And it was kind of like a sexy cover, mm-hmm. you know?
Like holding a putter. Or she's, like, leaning against a golf club like it's a cane. And she's in the umbrella video, you know?
She's got, like, her booty, like, tooched, as Tyra would say.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Anyways, I just thought that that was like, a controversy that she was involved in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
7 years ago. And now she's married. Now she's engaged to Dustin Johnston, and they party with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome a very special guest to the main stage, Paulina Gretzky.
Who Weekly is sponsored by Squarespace. We love Squarespace. We use Squarespace to advertise our show, to advertise our tour, to sell merch, to post great press that we get, to communicate with our listeners because there's an easy contact form. If we didn't have a Squarespace, your brand experience with Who Weekly would be considerably worse.
Considerably worse. Are you kidding? If I can't update, actually, you know what? Speaking of, I just realized the tour dates are still up. I got to take them off. The tour is over. Got to prepare for the next one. And you know what? I can do that in about 5 seconds. It will be so easy for me to do that.
Thank God their interface is intuitive and easy to use because we can make changes to our website very quickly and not stress out about it. We've used Squarespace for about as long as our podcast has existed. Can't imagine our website living anywhere else. And if you're intrigued, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your amazing website, go to squarespace.com/who to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Lindsay, when you came over to my apartment last week for dinner and dancing, courtesy of Lala, did it smell like beef or did it smell like cat litter?
It smelled like beef. That's what you were cooking.
That's what I was cooking. It smelled like beef, you know?
It smelled like beef.
It smelled delicious in my apartment. It smelled like all the yummy stuff I was cooking, and it didn't smell like cat poo poo or cat pee pee because I use Pretty Litter. And nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, it's low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to 1 month. Gives me peace of mind. I know I'm gonna have people over, and then they're like, oh, it smells like cat in here. My apartment doesn't smell like cat. That's all you want.
No, it doesn't.
You can pick up the cat and love the cat and hug the cat. But doesn't smell like cat.
No.
Their crystals also change color to indicate early signs of potential illness in your cat, like UTIs, kidney issues, and more. This is, in my experience, this is not in the copy. Especially helpful if you have a senior cat that's getting older and could have like weird medical issues. The litter crystals will change color and tell you that there might be something wrong so that when you go to the vet, you can say, hey, the litter changed color. Could be this. Check on this. So helpful. And if that is not enough for you, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. You never run out. You won't have huge kitty litter bags taking up space, especially if you live in a small apartment. And even better, you don't have to lug the huge tubs from the store to your car, up the stairs, blah, blah, blah. Comes right to you. Go to prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/who. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Galila's Twitter was so inactive that somebody hacked it and is trying to sell PS5s on it.
One of the great stories of the week. Also, it's Kalula.
Found
that
I didn't
out
know that.
In looking up her because I haven't thought about her in forever. Found out that I've been pronouncing her name wrong this entire time. It's not Kalila, it's Kalula.
It's Kalula. Ka-la-la. Kalula.
She made a whole video about it, which is so smart. Anyway, so no, Kalula is not trying to sell you PS5s on her Twitter account, which she hasn't used since, wait, when was it? I screen capped her last actual tweet that actually came from the musical artist Kalula was on January 3rd, 2020. So Kalula was an artist who I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago at this point. Oh my God, 5 years ago, released an album and a series of songs that like critics love. People loved this music. And then kind of she went nowhere. She got a couple of profiles that were like, she's the next big thing. And this happens all the time to people. And then
you compared her to like nowhere, Dawn Richard and like Janelle Monáe vibes, like
yeah,
in terms
I think
of like
more Dawn Richard,
futuristic
like
R&B.
Yeah, it's futuristic. Only one I could name was Rewind because I had put it on a playlist of mine 5 years ago or whatever. But that's the only one. And there's a lot of like Sky Ferreira in Kalala because she has a very dedicated group of fans
who
and they're
are
constantly clamoring for new music.
Her to release an album constantly.
And much like Sky Ferreira, she's like radio silence and response. And one of the indicators of this is because she doesn't have an active Twitter account. She hasn't tweeted since January of 2020. Then all of a sudden last week, she starts tweeting again. But the
Wait,
tweets aren't not...
But what's actually funny about this, it's not usually when people get hacked by like some robot trying to sell garbage on their account. It's actually like a robot. And I don't think the robot distinguishes between who they're hacking. But whoever hacked Kalala's account actually like knew who Kalala was because they
embodied her
because
voice.
The tweet well didn't quite embody anything, but the tweet says, "But you guys know how big I am on friendship and family, and I'm trying to sell these last four PS5s for a special friend of mine, so please do not troll me if you aren't interested in buying. It will just delay the album. So if you are interested in buying, DM me retail price." I'm crying that this whoever scammed Kalala was like, please mention the album that will not be released because the fans
also based on Kalala's like musical aesthetic and like album art aesthetic and every photograph I've seen of her in the past, I feel like Kalala wouldn't have that doormat. Doormat that is in this photo. This is how we found out that it was not true. People were DMing her and then posting the screenshot. So someone DM'd Kalala and says, "Interested in buying your PS5. How much are you thinking?" And she responds, or air quotes, she responds, "They're $540 each." And then the person responds with like a hypnotizy image that like kind of messes with your head when you look at it and goes, "You want to release new music?" And then instantly Kalala blocked them. This is like pretty harmless fan behavior in the world of fan behavior. So as you can tell, this was not actually her. And a couple hours later, she goes on Twitter and goes, "I know y'all think I'm asleep, but LOL, I've been trying to regain control of this thing since New Year's Eve. Hacker locked me out, changed all my shit, but I'm finally back in this bitch. Next tweet, true, there's music, but sorry, no PS5s. Now let me get back to work. Love y'all." Part of me, like my full galaxy brain is thinking, was this just a way to get her back in like the cultural consciousness so that she could say, "I'm about to release new music"? I know
mean,
that's not true.
That's
but
what
it
you always
be,
think, but
it wouldn't
seems
be a bad idea.
Like that's not true. I mean,
what a great way to tease new music after years of nothing.
I mean, what's more likely, like a new Kalala album, this person actually selling you a legit PS5, or like which
or new Sky Ferreira album? New,
yeah, you have to rank those most likely to least likely.
I'm gonna do most likely to least likely. Most likely, new Kalala album. Next up, fake Kalala sending me PS5s after I pay for them via Apple Pay. Least likely is still the Sky Ferreira. No offense to Sky Ferreira. I don't believe this album is ever coming.
I mean, honestly, though, if somebody did hack Sky Ferreira's Twitter and was like, "Album's coming if you buy this PS5, I'd be like, "How much?"
And also, if Sky Ferreira's Twitter said, "I'm trying to offload these PS5s, I wouldn't question that it was Sky Ferreira.
You'd be like, "Oh, she has a new hobby."
She would definitely like sign them. You know, I would try to buy a PS5 from Sky Ferreira.
Stop it. Everything is embarrassing. This is huge for the community. And by the community, I mean people who have been thinking about Tyrese's backyard Benihana for like 7 years now. Sorry, when did...
Aziz went there in 2016.
"I'm about to roll this thing out to a real franchise. That's my goal this year. Very passionate about this.
Kipsihana, baby.
A full restaurant in my backyard for all my friends and my loved ones. I'm about to go public with this thing. and roll it out.
And the Lonely Island Boys were there in 2016. He had a party that was widely Instagrammed. 2016, 17.
Yeah, so over 5 years, the community has been thinking about Tyrese having a Benihana named Gibbsy Hana that he calls Gibbsy Hanas in his backyard. Seriously.
Yeah, no, it's great. He hashtagged it Gibbsy Hana. And now because the house is on the market, we have seen the real estate photos, and it is even more elaborate than I realized. Like, first of all, the house is hideous, but the Benihana is iconic, and actually, like, it's not just some tiny budget replica of a Benihana. It's cool, and it's huge, and it's a full-size Benihana.
No, it's
hibachi
the ultimate flex. Yes. Like, it's the ultimate flex. It's having a literal life-size Benihana that people can actually eat in with the grill and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's styled to look like a Benihana, which is quite the style, quite the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
That you literally bring in Benihana chefs to cook for you and your guests.
Yes.
Incredible. And this house is for sale. That's why we're getting a better look.
It is about $3 million. It's in Woodland Hills, California. It's ugly as sin. It's so ugly. I cannot believe it. It's just hideous all around.
But I like the accoutrement, though. Like, he has...
The backyard is cool. The backyard's cool. There's a lot of stuff.
The backyard's cool. He has a fire pit with, like, huge things, bench surrounding it, with a transformer in the background for some reason.
Like Bumblebee, I believe, yeah.
He literally has, like, a petty spa. I was impressed with that. He has a two petty spa. I don't know how to explain this, but like the seats where you put your feet in and they give you a pedicure.
Where you sit and they're up. Yeah, and there's
his own room with two of them in it and a manicure station.
Mm-hmm. But both the petty spa and the Benihana are funny because you have to hire the manicurist or the pedicurist to like come. You have to hire the...
Wait. Click on the Redfin, scroll down and look who it's listed by.
No. If it's Oppenheim, I'm going to scream.
Listed by, look.
Listed by Jason Oppenheim.
listed by Jason. Literally next season.
This is on next season of Selling Sunset. Holy shit.
It's been on the market for 47 days, which is a lot for them, I feel like.
This is going to be on next season of Selling Sunset. You're so right.
2.5% broker's commission. Mm-hmm. Listed by fucking Jason Oppenheim, of course.
It's gonna
Who
be
else
Mary
would be selling
being
this?
Like, so my pal Tyrese, he's selling his house. It has so much character. It's so great. He's a real sweetheart.
We got confused because we just saw a AD tour from Tyrese, but it's his house in Atlanta.
It's his house in Atlanta, yeah.
So I guess he may be just moving to Atlanta full time.
Or just buying another house.
We're just buying another house. But yeah. It is, I mean, I got to say, building your own backyard Gibbsy Hana and then selling the house is like very, I'm impressed.
Yeah. He had this in, this is so, like, what is his deal with boardrooms? Because one of the things that's in the most hideous room in this Redfin listing, well, one of the most hideous rooms because there is an abundance of hideous rooms in this house, is a boardroom, like a really long boardroom with a big light fixture and a long conference table with like 10 seats around it. And it's weird. He was like, I need a boardroom in my Atlanta mansion too. He had a boardroom there too. I was like,
he did.
What are these meetings that you're having? Like,
I don't know.
What? You're in the Fast and the Furious movies.
Also, like, just have, like, a normal, like, desk and chairs. Like, you need, like, a long table with, like, that funny conference phone that you have, like, the mics that go across the table. God, that never, ever work.
Tyrese, you don't need a landline.
I know that people miss, like, office culture, but I will never, ever miss, like, going into a boardroom or whatever, like, a conference room for a meeting.
Hi, yeah, it's Lindsay. Lindsay and Bobby. Yeah, we're here. Uh-huh. Yep.
Can you move the mic closer to the other side of the table?
Yep. Hi. Doing well. Yeah. Yeah. How's the West Coast? Early. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Stop doing cosplay. You don't even know what meetings are like anymore.
Oh, I haven't had a meeting with a lot of people in so long. Okay. Let's move on to relationships. Cursed. But there's a game at the end of it. So that's the light at the end of the tunnel of this.
Okay. But we're going to like skim through. We're going to do our best to kind of like fly through this, the relationships, because I want to get to your game.
We're not good at brevity, but let's try to be. Dua Lipa, them, split from Anwar Hadid, who?
They're, quote, on a break, but they're broken up.
They're definitely broken up. Dua has to go on
vacation.
Here's
my guess. His family is messy.
Messy as hell right now.
And I think she finally was like, not right now for me, you know?
Also, cases are surging, so Dua Lipa has to go on vacation. That's the main issue.
Yeah, the travel Lipa bug hit again.
Dua Lipa has to go to the beach. A different beach.
Pressing pause, Dua Lipa and Anwar Hadid are, quote, on a break after dating for more than 2 years, a source confirms to Who Weekly. They're no longer dating. Okay, moving on. What's next? Something a little bit more interesting.
Justin Long is dating Kate Bosworth, who recently split up from her indie filmmaker husband, Mark Polish?
Michael
Polish? Oh. One of those Polish brothers.
Well, remember they had the divorce that was that really long thing on Instagram that like, everybody was like,
we're
so are you divorced
other.
Or not?
We're so
yeah,
in love
it was
with
like,
each other, but we're
obsessed
done.
With each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael
Polish. Very weird and long.
Yeah.
The way that Page Six found this out, or at least like sniffed this out, and this is still kind of a maybe from them, I think. Well, right. They're saying it's a yes, but their act, the way that you read it and you're like, this still feels like a maybe. He has a podcast.
Yeah, you used to love that podcast. You love Justin Long, by the way, definitely a who. Kate Bosworth, definitely a who, but Justin Long is a them to Lindsay because he is Lindsay's favorite.
I've like had a crush on him for a long time. I don't ask. It's a whole thing. But a long time. But I don't know. My crush is kind of fading. He hasn't done work that I've appreciated in a while, but I do love him. Okay. Anyways, don't cancel him if he ends up getting canceled. You know, I don't want to be associated. Okay, just saying. But he has a podcast. He said on the podcast he has a girlfriend, right? So they clocked that. Whoever is listening to all the celebrity podcasts and like close enough to hear when they mention I have a girlfriend or boyfriend is doing somebody God's work, but I don't know if it's God, somebody's work. Then they made the connection that Justin Long had done a movie or had just filmed a movie with Kate Bosworth, and they posted an Instagram together, and it was kind of a very sweet Instagram. Then I think they kind of like went to the sources, and so multiple sources told Page Six that it's Kate Bosworth. Basically, an insider said that they went to Estonia. He went to Estonia with her.
I mean, the problem with we've
is
said
she
this
not
before.
The most random.
Kate Bosworth is the living embodiment of Connecticut. She is the state of Connecticut come to life.
Kate Bosworth and Justin Long is a weird connection because she's so random, and I guess he's kind of random. And you imagine like him dating like the like a funny girl or whatever. But
Amanda Seyfried, Drew Barrymore, he dates like cool, hot ladies. He does, and he's a goofball.
There are some movie experiences when you learn a lot from another person. Well, we just wrapped one of those. All night shoots, working 6 day weeks, the exhaustion and sanity, it was off the grid. Holy moly, Justin Long, you are truly spectacular, fun, funny, kind, rare, thoughtful, totally fucking rad human being. Thanks for lifting us up. You kept it light and full of laughter, even during the toughest moments. You know how much I love you. Sorry, had to. Okay, so like, that's a lot of fucking.
That's a lot of.
That's a
they
lot of.
They got a lot of. We said we were going to do this quickly.
Okay.
I also think I can't figure out what this movie is that they filmed, but I think it involves gnomes. I think it's called like Nomadland, but like as a gnome. There's like all this gnome imagery on their stuff. But the movie is not listed on IMDb, so I have no idea what this movie is, but they shot it. They finished shooting it almost a year
ago. It's not listed on IMDb? Danger,
no.
danger.
It's not listed, under Justin Long or Kate Bosworth's IMDb, maybe on IMDb Pro.
Weird.
But it's not there. It's not there.
Anyway.
But they're definitely together. They're definitely together.
Yeah.
Speaking of weird random coupling, Soleil Moon Frye, Punky Brewster, is dating Crazy Town Seth Bisner, as in You're My Butterfly, Sugar Baby.
Well, if you saw Kid 90, you'll know that the type of person that Soleil Moon Frye hung out with for years and years and years is Crazy Town's Seth Bisner, you know? And what really kills me about this is like she went back to make this documentary about her life when she was younger and obviously had a lot of nostalgic moments for like the person that she used to be growing up, and then was like, bye bye, husband. Hello, Crazy Town. Which is very like like okay,
bye bye present, hello past.
Yeah, like truly, because there's a whole scene where she, remember when she connects with her ex, like she goes to his where he lives now in like Kansas, remember that?
Yeah. Not and Kansas, he has that outsiders like, museum. Yeah,
yeah. And he's like kind of a kooky guy from the 90s. Anyways, she found
she
another
like, talks to Stephen Dorff like 90s. Oh,
it's just funny because she's like Crazy Town frontman Seth Bisner is somebody she went to high school with. A source close to Binzer, who performs under the name Shifty Shellshock, tells People Seth is really happy that the two reconnected and he's excited about the future.
I mean, if you want to go to Crazy Town, all you have to do is go to Crazy Town's Wikipedia because it is such a strange place.
You're telling me Crazy Town is crazy? Is a crazy place?
Crazy Town is cuckoo bananas. Crazy Town is cuckoo bananas, Crazy Town. Crazy Town, sometimes abbreviated as CXT, that's news to me, because apparently in 2017, Seth Binzer's former bandmate, Brett Mazur, changed the name of Crazy Town to Crazy Town X, and I guess Seth Binzer changed it back to Crazy Town, although some people still call it Crazy Town X, which is abbreviated as CXT, which doesn't make any sense, because it doesn't follow the right order. I don't understand Crazy Town members. Seth Binzer, Rick Dixon, Elias Tanous, a.k.a. E.T., Hazma Angelino, Roland Banks, and Filippo Dall'Inferno. Past members, there are 10 of them, including someone named James Bradley III. What is this band? I thought it was just the band that sang Butterfly, but apparently their history is way more fraught than I ever could have imagined.
I'm the Butterfly, sugar, baby. Is there any other song?
Baby.
I mean, to be fair, for like a one-hit wonder, it made a lot of impact in terms of like culturally, right? Come, my lady, come, my
lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. I guess. No, it did. That was a big song.
It did, like, because that was like, that was a big song, but also I remember the video had like an aesthetic that stuck around for a while. It was like Sublimey, you know?
It is the only song of theirs that charted at all, and it topped the charts in the United States, Mm-hmm. But you know what? These bands, they can just dine out on this shit forever, and they clearly are. Moving on, next relationship. NeNe Leakes has a new boyfriend, and it's getting so much press. We were talking about this before, but NeNe Leakes isn't even on Housewives anymore, but people are fascinated. And it also makes it easier to talk about her on this podcast because we don't like talking about Housewives people, but she specifically isn't on Housewives anymore and is getting headlines outside of Housewives because she left Housewives and is dealing with personal drama, including the death of her husband. And now she's dating this guy named Neani Seo. And he's cute. They Instagram each other. So she's getting a lot of attention for dating this guy. And she's getting a lot of rude attention for dating a guy.
Is a star.
After the death of her husband.
NeNe is a star. She's like Housewives OG.
Housewives royalty, for sure.
Just like Bethany Frankel. It's kind of like one of those things where even though she's off Housewives, people still care a lot about NeNe. And NeNe like makes the rounds still. Like, you know, NeNe's like still going on Wendy Williams like occasionally, even though she's not on Housewives, you know? So like, I think people care, and I think people, you know, because her husband, Greg, was on the show so often and his death and sickness was really public and she talked about it a lot, like, people really invested. So I think the tabloids know that NeNe Leakes having a new boyfriend is, like, something that will get people interested, you know?
And not just a new boyfriend, like, a cute boyfriend who dresses really well, like, a guy who's, like, photogenic. I think that always helps. Like, people are being like, wow, it's only been 3 months since the death of her husband. That's not happening that much, but it does exist a little bit, and I think that that's part of the reason that it's getting written about so much, because it's like, oh,
well,
wow, very
recent history.
People
who haven't lost a, you know, spouse don't really know what the vibe is.
She's truly just a who at this point. Not connected at all. And he owns a couture menswear company in Charleston, and they make really cute clothes and suits, etc. Moving on, this is very funny. Chase Stokes, who's a star of Outer Banks, has a mystery woman in his life, but here's Us Weekly's headline. Chase Stokes' alleged mystery woman fires back at claims she caused his split from Madeline Klein. Quote, they're both single. Okay, so this is because Chase used to date his Outer Banks co-star Madeline Klein. Page Six's headline, which Lindsay found, is so much better than Us Weekly's headline. It is Outer Banks star Chase Stokes makes out with Rando after Madeline Klein breakup.
So funny. I was just laughing. I feel like this episode is Page Six heavy, but Page Six is on fire for me because I just remember seeing this headline and being like, makes out with Rando is so funny. Because it's one thing to be like mystery woman. It's another thing to be like Rando.
Rando. And there's video too, of him making out with this woman. And it's like, he's cornered her. And there's a guy looking at it and laughing, and he's lifting up her leg. So it is this really funny, precarious, like, move that they're in. But I never see mystery people identified as randos in headlines. And it happened in Orlando, right? As you pointed out. So it's a rando in Orlando.
A rando in Orlando.
It's a rando in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to the most important relationship news, which involves Kanye West, them, and his string of hooey connections. Let's call them connections because not all of them are fully relationships. He's been getting so many headlines lately for dating these random women or just being seen with random women. And those women are, okay, those women are Jay Milan, Yasmin Lopez, Venetria, Julia Fox, and an ab-bearing mystery girl.
I'm sorry, what?
Those women that Kanye West has been getting headlines with over the past, like, 2 weeks are Jay Mulan, Yasmin Lopez, Venetria, Julia Fox, and an ab-bearing mystery girl. Okay?
Okay.
So I wrote a quiz about these women to see, you know, what you knew about them. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Whose birthday party did Kanye attend last Wednesday night? Was it Julia Fox's, Yasmin Lopez's, Jay Mulan's, or ab-bearing mystery girl's?
The first one?
No, it was Jay Mulan's. Okay.
Okay.
What is Jay Mulan's occupation? Is she an actress, a musician, a restaurateur, or founder of a modeling / creative agency?
Founder of a modeling / creative industry.
Ding, ding, ding. You got that right. How many stars does her modeling / creative agency have on Glassdoor? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Let's say 4.
No, sorry, Lindsay. It has 1 star. The Jay Mulan agency has 1 star on Glassdoor because there's only 1 review. And it says the only work any of the models get are back-end jobs for random upcoming artists for music videos or promotional model opportunities. We are mainly asked to attend clubs with Jay Mulan as her posse, go to random listening parties, random opening events for her friends, or to attend any of her little model boot camps or webinars. The place is a front and a scam. Okay, where was this party? Channing Tatum's Saints and Sinners in New Orleans, James Harden's 13 in Houston, Michael Jordan's Steakhouse in Chicago, or Pharrell's Bar Bevy in Miami? Which celebrity restaurant was it at?
Michael Jordan's.
No, it was at James Harden's 13 in Houston, okay? With whom did Kanye West attend Jay Mulan's birthday party at James Harden's 13 in Houston? Was it Yasmin Lopez, Julia Fox, Venetria, or ab-bearing mystery girl?
Ab-bearing mystery girl.
No. It was Yasmin Lopez. What is Yasmin Lopez's occupation? Is she a rapper, a songwriter, an Instagram model, or the founder of a clothing line focusing on climate-conscious lingerie and sleepwear?
The lingerie sleepwear.
No, she's an Instagram model. Did Kanye West violate the dress code at James Harden's 13 in Houston? Yes or no?
I'm sure he did.
He did. I went to their website and it said, at 13, we enforce a strict upscale dress code. We do not allow athletic apparel, jerseys, hats, beanies, bandanas, ball caps, oversized clothing, including baggy clothing, sleeves of shirts, or tank tops. Beachwear and gym attire, including sweatpants and hoodies, are also prohibited. Kanye West basically wore all of those things.
Okay. Well, he has his own fashion line. What's he going to do? Not wear it? Yeah.
Where was Kanye spotted with the ab-bearing mystery girl on New Year's Day? Miami, Houston, New York City, or Honolulu?
New York City.
No, Miami. Which of these is a caption from the Daily Mail story about him and the ab-bearing mystery girl on a balcony in Miami? Newly single, Kanye West was spotted hanging out with the mystery girl on a hotel balcony in Miami on New Year's Day. Tuned in, the rapper was also spotted listening to his headphones. Taking it easy, Kanye's attention was off his female friend as he stood out in the sunshine wearing a black Balenciaga t-shirt and jeans. And va-va-voom, another scantily clad woman emerged for some fresh air.
Wait, what am I?
Which of those is a caption from the Daily Mail?
Va-va-voom.
Yes, but all of the above are captions from the Daily Mail.
No.
Va-va-voom, there was another woman, so it was actually 2 mystery women. Va-va-voom, another scantily clad woman emerged for some fresh air. She's just wearing like a button-down shirt, but it's unbuttoned, so like it's kind of cleavagey. Okay. Which of these women is accusing Kanye West of cheating? Is it Jay Milan, Julia Fox, Yasmin Lopez, or Venetria?
Venetria.
No, Yasmin Lopez is accusing him. What is the occupation of Michaela Mendez, the woman Yasmin says that Kanye is cheating on her with? Is she a YouTuber, a screenwriter, a marketing executive, or a founder and CEO of a hydration startup called Filler Up?
I wanted to be the hydration startup.
No, she's a YouTuber. I made that up. Okay, who did Kanye West reportedly split from a couple of weeks ago? Venetria, Yasmin Lopez, Julia Fox, or Jay Milan?
Venetria.
Venetria, yes, they split up. Okay, where did Kanye West... 2 more questions. Where did Kanye West and Julia Fox eat dinner on Saturday night? Rao's, Carbone, Via Carota, or Jekyll and Hyde?
Carbone.
Carbone, you got it right. And the last question, what was Julia Fox's response when a paparazzi asked her whether or not there would be a second date? A, no comment. B, yes, definitely. C, this wasn't a date, we're just friends. Or D, I don't know.
I don't know.
It was I don't know. She said, I don't know. Okay, you didn't do well, but that was a very hard quiz.
That was an impossible quiz, but I do feel like I have the whole story now, which is sometimes the point of these quizzes is not for me to win. It's for us to get the whole story in an entertaining way.
Yes, it's us to get the whole story. So Kanye West is just going out. He wants to be seen. Basically, that's what's happening here. He wants to be seen, and he's being seen with people who also want to be seen. And I think what is compelling about this is that I think that none of these women, with the exception of Yasmin, who... And I think that even she's playing this up. I don't think any of them expect to date him long term or even short term. I think that they know they're just doing this for press and attention. And so is he. And it's just this like mutual understanding that like Kanye is kind of on one net right now and wants to be seen. And if you would want to be seen right now too, like be seen with him. Anyway, let's move on to Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
What is Rita up to, Lindsay?
Great question. She's still in Australia?
Because she's filming The Masked Singer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she did that thing where, you know, in Australia, they celebrate New Year's on their New Year's, and it's like just a full other day. It's just like it's way too early or too late. I always forget. It's too early. They celebrate it like a million years before us, you know, like because they're in the future.
Well, it was like when I was talking to Estelle on Christmas Day, and I was like, oh, what'd your parents do? How are your parents? How'd your parents enjoy Christmas? And she was like, well, yeah, they did stuff. Yeah. And I was like, oh, right. She's speaking in past tense because Christmas was yesterday.
They literally did stuff already. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly. So like, it's already passed. But yeah, she celebrated Australia. She was in Australia for New Year's. Mm-hmm. And then her new Masked Singer premiered, which is the UK Masked Singer, which is confusing. She's in Australia, but the Masked Singer premiered.
Oh, it's Australian voice and British Masked Singer.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's Davina McCall is her co-host because she keeps on posting about Davina McCall. And I'm like, that's a British person.
This should be the thing that we understand. She is British Masked Singer. She is Australian the voice. Yes. Right. Okay. So we got that straightened out. Moving on. She also turned up the heat as she went topless poolside in a collection of sexy snaps from her Australian stay. The great thing about Australia is it's always warm, or usually warm, so she could be in a bikini all the time. Or topless.
Or topless.
It's great weather for Rita Ora, you know? It's Rita Ora weather.
It's Rita Ora weather. You mean like warm?
Warm, because she loves being at the beach. She also sizzles at the beach in a black string bikini as she prepares to celebrate New Year's Eve in Australia with boyfriend Taika Waititi. They celebrated New Year's together. Of course they did. She was also on, we didn't put this here, she was on Charlie's podcast. Charlie has a podcast for the BBC called Best Song Ever. For the season finale, Charlie had on her close friend, Rita Ora. The episode's quite good, and I think you should play the clip.
Rita and Charlie have a nice friendship. I think they really connect on a lot of things, especially they're both like kind of workaholics from what I gather. It's like they both like work really hard.
Can I just interject there and say, like, you are... just a very passionate person, like, and that's not a bad thing. You give a lot of yourself to every situation, whether that's your work, falling in love with a person, a friend, anything, you do. And I think it's really important to say that, because I think that it can be misconstrued sometimes in a really negative way, and I don't think that that's fair, because I think that you're just a life liver.
And our gift to you, aka another episode, is now done. We're taking the gift back.
Our gift to you.
You can leave a gift for us, though, by calling 619-WHO-THEM to leave questions, comments, and concerns for our Friday episode, Who's There, our call-in show. Thank you to Katie and Eric of The Who's for providing our Rita theme song. Thank you to Timmy, our research assistant, for researching and assisting, providing editorial assistance. Timmy, you're so great. Thank you to all of you for listening to what is actually, Lindsay, about to be our seventh year doing this podcast. When you do the math.
I don't want to do the math. I just know that last year was number 6 and our birthday is January 18th. So
thank you for listening for this long. Thank you for starting up if you're new. And we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.
You will drain it. Yeah. They want to know. Hey.
To be famous. Today's episode of Who Weekly is brought to you by The CW. Naomi premieres Tuesday, January 11th, or you can stream free next day on The CW app.